morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninem Hangsing. President Draupadi Murmu said India is moving together as a cohesive nation with diversity and plurality, and tendencies that stoke discord based on perceived social hierarchies have to be rejected. In her address to the nation on the eve of Independence Day, the president said the spirit of inclusion pervades every aspect of the country's social life. She stressed that affirmative action must be strengthened as an instrument of inclusion. President Murmu highlighted that social justice is a top priority of the government. The president quoted architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, saying political democracy cannot last unless social democracy lies at its base. She said that remaining firm on the constitutional ideals of justice, equality, liberty and fraternity, the government is on the mission to enable India to reclaim its rightful position on the global stage. President Murmu also stressed on gender justice and climate justice. She expressed happiness that the government has given equal importance to women's welfare and women's empowerment. The president further appreciated the dedication and hard work of the Indian contingent at the recently concluded Paris Olympic Games. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan has extended warmest greetings to the people on the occasion of the 78th Independence Day. In his speech on the eve of Independence Day, the governor called for remembering the immense sacrifices made by the freedom fighters for liberty, recalling great leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, Subhas Chandra Bose, Sarojini Naidu, Bhagat Singh and tribal leaders like Rani Gaidelieu and Birsa Munda. The governor said that they contributed immensely to the journey towards freedom. He said today is not just a day of celebration, but also a solemn occasion to remember the founding fathers of our great nation. Lal Ganesan paid homage and respect to all the countless hardworking and great personalities from all walks of life and professions who have zealously worked to make our country great. The governor said that Nagaland significantly contributed towards the freedom struggle of the country. He said the Battle of Konoma stands as a testament to the ancestors' valiant efforts against foreign oppression. The governor said Nagaland played a remarkable role in the Azad Hind Fauj, with a portion of the land becoming the first base of the Azad Hind Fauj on Indian soil. He said many Naga villages also bravely revolted against British rule, marking an indomitable spirit and unwavering quest for freedom. He called for inculcating their spirit of boldness and patriotism. The governor emphasized on placing motherland before self. Nation is celebrating its 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in the celebrations from the Red Fort in Delhi. He will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of this iconic monument. The theme of this year's Independence Day is Viksit Bharat at 2047. In Nagaland, the state-level celebration of the Independence Day will be held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio will hoist the national flag and take the Rashtriya salute from 19 parade contingents. The state is also set to launch the Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme on the occasion. On the occasion of 78th Independence Day, Akashvani Kohima will bring live broadcast of the flag hoisting and address to the nation by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Red Fort from 6:55 a.m. onwards. The regional version of the Prime Minister's address will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. In view of restoration work at Zudza village under Setsu Zubza, Deputy Commissioner Kohima has notified that a segment of National Highway 29 between Kohima and Dimapur will be closed for all traffic. The road will be closed between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. from 16th to 18th of August for both light and heavy vehicles. During the period, traffic will be diverted to alternate routes of Peducha Bridge to Sesama 10 Mile Road and Zudza Bridge to Mezo Basa to Setsuma to Setsu Zubza for light vehicles. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.